It's time now for Emporia State Hornet Basketball. Hornet Basketball is brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By the station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The station where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Dock, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spellman, Hair Crafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, Express Tire Pros, Cheryl Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Nell's Tire, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Fillinger, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shoal Construction, Flint Hills Mall, and Williams Automotive. Now stay tuned for Emporia State Hornet Basketball.
From historic White Auditorium, Ron Slaymaker Court in downtown Emporia, good evening and welcome to Emporia State Lady Hornet Basketball. As tonight, the Emporia State Lady Hornets take on the Nebraska Kearney Lopers in an MIAA showdown. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for tonight's ball game, brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman. At 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. First off for the Lopers of Nebraska Kearney. They come in with a 16-3 record. They're 9-2 in the MIAA. They're ranked 16th in this week's Women's Basketball Coaches Association poll. They're coached by Carrie Amy, who's in her eighth year. 153-72 is her overall record. And this is the lineup they will go with tonight. At the guard spots will be Sarah Schmidt, 5'8 junior out of Swisher, Iowa, transferred from Nebraska Omaha, 9 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. Also out of guard will be Trinity Law, 5'9 junior out of Brandon, South Dakota, averaging 8 points and 2 rebounds. The forwards will be Claire Kirsch, 5'11 graduate student out of Rapid City, South Dakota, averaging 8 points and 7 rebounds, along with Shiloh McCool, 5'11 junior out of Pleasant Hill, Iowa. She's averaging a team best 11 points and 6 rebounds. And in the post will be Alyssa Backus, 6'2 graduate student out of Salina, Kansas. She was a Central product, averaging 10 points and 4 rebounds. For the Emporia State Lady Hornets, who come in with a 9-8 record, 4-7 in the MIAA, coached by Toby Wynn in his fifth season. He's 88-45. And this is the lineup the Lady Hornets will go with tonight. At the point guard spot will be Treasure Joe, 5'9 junior out of Wichita South High School, averaging 20 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. Also at the guard, Victoria Price, 5'9 junior out of Grand Prairie, Texas, transfer from Utah State, averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds. The forwards will be Sydney Tenner, 5'10 junior out of Amarillo, Texas, a transfer from Seward County Community College, averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds, along with Elena Hartman, a 5'10 sophomore out of Spearville, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds. And in the post will be Mary Lake, 6'4 senior out of Peoria, Illinois, a transfer from Chicago State and Kansas State, averaging 5 points and 4 rebounds. The officials for tonight's game is assigned by the MIAA, Lorenzo Alvarez, Larry Hare, and Drew Roberts. And there's your starting lineups, brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. The tip is in the air. It's going to be controlled by the Lopers of Nebraska Kearney. They'll play to the basket to our left as we view it here courtside. Hope you enjoy it. Lady Hornets open up at their zone defense. Right side, Trinity Law, free throw circle, Backus. Bad pass, gets tipped away, and Emporia State gets a steal. Sydney Tenner into front court, takes it to the right side, keeping the dribble. Fades it off to Victoria Price on the wing right side. Victoria brings it out top the key. Swings it back right side. Sydney Tinner back out top the key. Victoria Price. Victoria Price driving in the lane to the basket. Gets her shot blocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Emporia State with 9 seconds on the shot clock. Treasure Joe will play the ball inbounds for Emporia State. Just to the right of the basket, plays it in to Mary Lakes, who gives it back to Treasure. Her shot rims out. No good. It was halfway down and spun out on her. Claire Kirsch with a rebound. Feeds it up the floor to Trinity Law. They get it in the free throw circle to Backus. Her shot crawls up. No good. Rebound. Mary Lakes for Emporia State, and the Lady Hornets come back the other way. Not quite 1 minute gone. Both teams have missed a couple of shots. This is the Elaine Hartman in the lane. Shot crawls up. No good. Rebound goes to Shiloh McCool for Nebraska Kearney, and it was right at the rim. That shot was halfway in the rim and spun back out. It's like it's allergic to the basketball. The goal. Here's Backus, free throw circle. Now trying to drive with it. McCool gets along the baseline to Backus, and Backus gets the lay-in from the left-hand side. Makes it a 2-0 Nebraska Kearney lead. Emporia State still looking for that first basket. Here's Sydney Tinner down the lane, off the glass, no good. Rebound, Mary Lakes, her shot, no good. It got tipped from behind, and the rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney. Bringing the ball into front court, Kirsch swings it to the left side. This is Smith down along the baseline. McCool, her shot airballed it. Loose ball goes right into the hands of Elena Hartman. Hartman into front court. Free from the free throw circle. Now tries to drive. Now kicks it out. Treasure Job. She'll launch a three. Yes, a hair crafter's three for Treasure Job. And Emporia State takes the early 3-2 lead. Colmar Craft at 6-2-0. 342-6172 to make an appointment to get your haircut at Hair Crafters at 1027 Commercial at Emporia. 3-2 Lady Hornets. Here's a three at the other end. That's off the side of the rim. No good. For Claire Kirsch and the rebound to Emporia State. That was Sydney Tinner there with the rebound. Treasure Joe with the basketball. Elena Hartman left to elbow three. Yes! Elena Hartman knocks down a three-pointer. Let's hope this is just a good sign for the Lady Hornets. They lead it 6-2. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Fastest network, best step. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Three-pointer at the other end, good by Nebraska Kearney, and makes it a 6-5 Emporia State lead. Treasure Job into front court for the Lady Hornets. Backs down against the defense, kicks it out on the right side. Sydney Tinner goes down low. Mary Lakes working against Backus, and not a good shot by Mary. Just kind of threw it up there off the glass, and it missed everything badly. Here's another three that's out the mark. No good. Rebound goes to Emporia State. Victoria Price. That was Trinity Law missing the three. Makes it still a 6-5 Emporia State lead. Hartman gives it off. Treasure Job has it front, out front. Gets a screen from Elena Hartman. Pulls up from 10. Shot crawls off. No good. Rebound to Claire Kirsch for Nebraska Kearney. Feeds it up the floor to Schmidt. Swings it on the wing right side to Trinity Law. Skips it across the floor to Kirsch. In the deep corner left side, three-point shot off the mark. No good for Backus on the rebound. Emporia State's Elena Hartman. She'll push it up the floor. Tried to give it off to Victoria Price. Almost lost it out of bounds. Able to save it. Needs some help. Gives it off to Mary Lakes. Back to Victoria Price in traffic. She lost control of the basketball. Here comes Nebraska Kearney at the other end. Shot in the paint. No good for Shiloh McCool, but she gets fouled, and she'll be at the free throw line to shoot a free throw. Picking up the foul will be Sydney Tinner for Emporia State. Substitution for Emporia State. Checking into the lineup will be Andre Beatty, Faith Paramore, and Stevie Stinchcomb. Setting down Elena Hartman, Mary Lakes, and Victoria Price. At the free throw line for Nebraska Kearney is Shiloh McCool. Her free throw is up and good. The junior out of Pleasant Hill, Iowa, is a 68% free throw shooter. She'll get a second free throw here, and it rims off no good, and the rebound goes to Faith Paramore. We're tied at 6, 5:47 to play here in the first quarter. Stevie Stinchcomb into front court with the basketball, swings to the left side. Sydney Tinner goes free throw circle to Treasure Job. She'll shoot it from the free throw line, and it crawls in. Treasure Job gets the friendly roll. She has five. Lady Hornets lead it 8-6. 5.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Hornet basketball brought to you by The Station, Emporia's nightclub, an event venue at 402 Merchant, open Thursday through Saturday. The Station is where Emporia connects. Here's a three by Backus off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound goes to Treasure Job. Lady Hornets come the other direction. Treasure in the lane. Pulls up from six. Shot good. Treasure Job, 7 points in the game, and Emporia State leads it 10-6. Not quite halfway through this. Now we are halfway through the first quarter. This is Kirsch. Now they work it out high. McCool for a three. It's good. No correction. Make that Trinity Law. Trinity Law, the junior out of Brandon and Sandy, South Dakota, makes it a 10-9 Emporia State lead, and they're going to call a travel violation on Sydney Turner, who got the pass, tapped the key, shuffled her feet. She was thinking about shooting a three and just didn't get herself under control, and the turnover gives her right back to Nebraska Kearney, and that takes us to our media timeout. What a basketball being brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Did you know that each year termites cause billions of dollars in damage? That's why you should consider the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites. And it's affordable. Call McKenzie Pest Control for a free termite evaluation and learn how Centricon Always Active can help protect your biggest investment.
You don't have to be a tech expert to enjoy the latest devices. Get a Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus or iPhone 14 Pro Max half off at Next Tech Wireless. Not only are you getting a great deal on those devices, you're also getting them with a great customer service guarantee. We'll help you get your information transferred from your old phone and help you learn the ins and outs of your new phone. Next Tech Wireless.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
4:44 to play. First quarter, 10-9. Emporia State with the lead. Out of the timeout, Treasure Job, Stevie Stinchcomb, Faith Paramore, Sydney Tenner, along with Audrey Beatty on the floor for Emporia State. Nebraska Kearney with the basketball. They work it down well to Brooke Carlson. A little fake and drive. Almost lost the basketball. Kicks it out to Burns. Now they work it on the wing right side to Shiloh McCool. Back out on the wing. Burns from the free throw line. Gives it out to Carlson. Steps through the defense. Shot crawls in for Brooke Carlson. Makes it an 11-10 Nebraska Kearney lead. Stevie Stinchcomb into front court for the pass for the Lady Hornets. Looking to get it down low. Gets it to Faith Paramore. Faces up to the basket from the free throw line. Shoots it up from there. Off the mark. No good. Rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney. Good luck. Just didn't knock it down. Into front court comes Shiloh McCool. Now they work it out front in the hands of Burns. Now they work it right side. This is Carlson. Back top the key. It goes to Trinity Law. Now they work it back on the left side. This is Burns. Goes into the paint to Carlson. Dribbles it once. Kicks it back out. 8 seconds on the shot clock. They get it to Kirsch. Now trying to drive with a basketball. This will be Trinity Law. We're going to get a foul on Treasure Job. They're going to say she hand-checked her. First foul on Treasure Job. That's the first team foul on Emporia State. Ball out of bounds. 20 seconds added to the shot clock for Nebraska Kearney. Elena Hartman into the lineup for Emporia State, replacing Sydney Tenner. 11-10, Nebraska Kearney. They have the ball. 3.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. This is Burns. Now they work it on the wing left side. This is Trinity Law. Trinity holds it high, trying to work around a screen, and they're going to call a foul on whom? They're going to call it on Stevie Stinchcomb. Trying to work around a screen, and she gets whistled for the hold. What a basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. And we're going to get a charging foul on Nebraska Kearney down low. Trinity Law is going to be whistled for a charging call. Moving screen, if you will. And Emporia State will get the ball back. First team foul whistled against Nebraska Kearney. Hornets have been whistled for three fouls. Stinch coming to front court. Left side, Elena Hartman. Elena holds it high. Now goes to work, drives to the basket, gets underneath the basket, reverse layup, crawls in for Elena Hartman. She has five, and the Lady Hornets back on top, 12-11. 2:50 to play here in the first quarter. This is Kirsch out front, gives it off to Burns. She lobs it down low, gets it in the lane to Shiloh McCool, who gets an easy lay-in. Well, spun it up there. It's 3 points for McCool, and it's 13-12. Nebraska Kearney, Elena Hartman with the basketball. Kicks it right side, Treasure Joe. Treasure dribbles it to the left side of the floor, gives it off in the corner to Faith Paramore, gets a screen from Treasure. Back out top the key, Elena Hartman drives down the lane in traffic, off the glass, missed it. Rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney. They'll lob it up the floor. Trinity Law in the paint goes to Brooke Carlson, and to drive the baseline, a foul's going to be called on Emporia State. They're going to call it on Elena Hartman. It'll be ball out of bounds for Nebraska Kearney. Sydney Tenner and Kylie Shear will check in for Emporia State. Setting down will be Faith Paramore along with Stevie Stinchcomb. 14 foul on Emporia State. Nebraska Kearney tried to play the ball in bounds. They get it knocked away. Stays with Nebraska Kearney. Elena Hartman reaching in there and knocking the ball away from Shiloh McCool. Kearney plays it inbounds and it's stolen away. Connie Shear with a steal. Has it on the wing right side. Swings it to Elena Hartman. Drives to the basket. Feeds it off to Audrey Beatty. Gets her shot blocked and gets it taken away by Brooke Carlson. And then Audrey Beatty reaches in and forces the jump ball call. Alternate possession will keep it in the hands of Emporia State. Mary Lakes will check in for Emporia State, replacing Audrey Beatty. And Nebraska Kearney brings in Megan Holt, the 6-foot graduate student out of Council Bluffs, Iowa. Also checking in the lineup is Sarah Schmidt back in the lineup. Here's Elena Hartman, gives it off to Kylie Shear, back to Treasure Job, 13 seconds on the shot clock. Little stop and go by Treasure. Gives it out to Sydney Tenner. Now feeds it on the wing left side. They try to go down low to Mary Lakes. Gets knocked away from her. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll remain Lady Hornet basketball. 5 seconds on the shot clock. To play the ball in bounds is Treasure Job. Left of the basket on the baseline. Treasure to play it inbounds. Plays it into Mary Lakes. Gives it back to Treasure Job, who shoots, doesn't make it, gets her own rebound, puts it back up. This time she draws contact. She'll be at the free throw line for the two-shot opportunity. Picking up the personal foul for Nebraska Kearney will be Claire Kirsch, her first team foul number two on Nebraska Kearney. And Treasure Job at the free throw line. She has 7 points so far in this first half. Treasure on the season, a 72% free throw shooter. First free throw is good for Treasure. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds. For the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial, Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Second free throw missing for Treasure. Rebound to Elena Hartman, and she gets fouled, but they're saying it came before the shot. And picking up the foul will be Megan Holt. It'll be ball out of bounds for Emporia State. Substitution for Nebraska Kearney. Alyssa Backus back into the lineup, replacing Brooke Carlson. Lady Hornets will play it inbounds right at the basket on the baseline. Treasure plays it inbounds to Kylie Shear. Gives it back to Treasure Job. Treasure in the free throw circle, dumps it out. Elena Hartman for a three. It's off the mark. Rebound goes to the Lopers. There to grab the long rebound, Clara Kirsch. 13-13 our score. A minute 20 to go in the first quarter. This is Schmidt trying to get it down low. Now they'll skip it across to the right side to Holt. Now top the key, open his back is for a three. That one's going to be off the mark. Nope, it's not off the mark. Hit the front of the rim, had a friendly roll. Spun the other way instead of the way it goes for Emporia State most of the time. And Backus with 8 points. Makes it a 16-3. Here's Treasure Job from 10 feet away. Shot off the mark. No good, but she's fouled. She'll be back at the free throw line. Picking up the foul will be Sarah Schmidt. That is her first. That'll be the fourth team foul whistled against Nebraska Kearney, and Treasure Job going back to the free throw line where she is 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Substitution for Emporia State. Faith Paramore into the lineup replacing Mary Lakes. First free throw for Treasure is good. 9 points for the Wichita South junior. Second free throw coming for Treasure. And the second free throw is also good. Substitution for Nebraska Kearney, Samantha Moore into the lineup, sophomore out of Mullen, Nebraska. She will replace Sarah Schmidt. 16-15, Nebraska Kearney with a lead by one. 57 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hornets apply backcourt pressure. Lincoln gets it into front court. They skip it across the floor. Kylie Shear deflects it away, but Kearney able to save it. Backus now works it to Kirsch on the wing right side. Now puts it in the hands of Meg Burns. Now back to Kirsch. Top the free throw circle. It goes to Moore. Now they work it on the wing left side. Get it down low. Kirsch shot blocked by Faith Paramore, and we're going to get a foul on whom? They're going to call it on Treasure Job. She'll pick up her second personal foul. And this will be two free throws since that was the fifth team foul on Emporia State. Stevie Stinchcomb checking in for Treasure Job. Going to the free throw line will be Claire Kirsch, the grad student out of Rapid City, South Dakota. Her first free throw is up there and hit the back of the rim, hit the top of the backboard, and goes through. Emporia State doesn't get that lucky. Second free throw, nothing but net. 18-15, three-point lead for Nebraska Kearney. Stevie Stinchcomb across the timeline for the Lady Hornets. Has it in the middle of the floor, right in the middle of the Big E. Swings it off to Elena Hartman. Elena now working middle of the floor. Shot clock down to 10 seconds now. Drives it to the left side. Gets bumped. Spinning. Puts up the shot off the glass. Curls off. No good. Rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney. They get it into front court. Kirsch, before the shot clock goes off, the game clock goes off from the three-point line. Shot no good, and we are at the end of the first quarter. 10 minutes in the book. The score, Nebraska Kearney 18, Emporia State 15. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Lady Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
If you want bragging rights for the best night ever, head to Emporia's newest nightclub, The Station, in downtown Emporia. The Station is a space for everyone, with an extensive drink menu and late-night eats, pool tables, air hockey, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party, with banquet rooms for events big or small, for both young and old. For current hours and specials, find The Station on Facebook. The Station at 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
18-15 our score. Nebraska Kearney with the lead. Nebraska Kearney will have the ball to get this second quarter underway. Emporia State will go with Faith Paramore, Victoria Price, Stevie Stinchcomb, Sydney Tenner, and Audrey Beatty. Kearney with a basketball, dressed in their dark or their blue uniforms with gold numbers and letters. Out front with the basketball, Schmidt. Now they go down along the baseline to McCool. They get it in the lane, and a travel violation going to be called on Alyssa Backus. And the turnover will give it to Emporia State. So they were just playing catch around the zone and then got it down inside the paint. Turned it over on a travel violation. That'll be only the second turnover for Nebraska Kearney. The Hornets with five turnovers in the first half. Out front, Faith Paramore, Sydney Tenner. Goes down low, Audrey Beatty, lane line left, spinning. Tries to go up with a shot and lost it out of bounds, but they say it was blocked out of bounds by Alyssa Backus. Sydney Tenner will play the ball inbounds for the Lady Hornets. Count is on. Plays it in. Audrey Beatty gives it out to Faith Paramore. Faith dribbles it down the right lane line, backs it into the paint, throws up off the glass and scores it. And literally just threw it up off the glass, hit it at the right spot, and Faith Paramore has her first basket of the ball game. Makes it 18-17. Nebraska Kearney, left side, back, and skips it across the floor to Law. Now gets it along the baseline to McCool. Here comes a trap on her. Now they'll skip it out front to Schmidt. Goes in the paint to Backus. Dumps it down and low. Pass intended for McCool. Gets deflected out of bounds by Sydney Tenner. Nebraska Kearney will keep the basketball. 12 seconds on the shot clock. 8:53 on the game clock here in the second quarter. Lopers try to get the ball inbounds, and they do finally get it inbounds to Trinity Law. She'll take it out on the wing. Left side. Shot clock down to 5. Skip it across the floor to Kirsch. Goes along the baseline to McCool. Here comes a double team, and there's a shot clock violation on Nebraska Kearney. Nice defense by the Lady Hornets, not allowing Kearney to get an open look that time, and turnover gives it right back to Emporia State. Stevie Stinchcomb, the freshman from McAllister, Oklahoma, brings the ball into front court for Emporia State. Working around a double screen. Now feeds it out to Faith Paramore, and she gets shoved from behind by Claire Kirsch. That'll be her second personal foul, first team foul here in the second quarter on Nebraska Kearney. Substitution for Nebraska Kearney, Meg Burns, a 5'11 sophomore out of Ankeny, Iowa. Onto the floor, replacing Claire Kirsch. 18-17, Kearney. Emporia State with the ball. They try to lob it down low to Aubrey Beatty, and the pass from Sydney Tenner just way off the mark. Here's Backus out front. Now she'll go left side with a pass to Schmidt. Back to Backus and dumps it down low in the paint. Layup is good for Shiloh McCool, who's cutting along the baseline. And McCool with 5 points. And Kearney's lead is back up to 3 at 20-17. Stevie Stinchcomb to the basket off the glass and scores it. Well, you like to see that aggressiveness by Stevie Stinchcomb. 20-19, Nebraska Kearney. McCool gives it out to Law. Now to Schmidt. To Burns. Free throw line jumper on the way. It's off the mark. No good for Backus. And the rebound, Sydney Tenner for Emporia State into front court. Feeds it left side. Stevie Stinchcomb working to the left side. On the wing, it goes to Faith Paramore. Looking to drive. Takes it in the paint. Puts it off the glass. Shot no good. Rebound. Audrey Beatty trying to save it in bounds. It goes out of bounds to Nebraska Kearney. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology. Fastest network. Best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Treasure Joe back into the lineup for Emporia State along with Elena Hartman. Faith Paramore and Victoria Price sit down. Here's Backus for a three. That's good from the left wing. That gives her 11, and it's 23-19. Nebraska Kearney up by four. 7:09 to go. Emporia State needs a basket. It's been almost a minute without a field goal. Here's Treasure Job. Left elbow, three. Good! A hair crafter's three for Treasure Job. That gives her 13 in the ball game. 23-22, Nebraska Kearney. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172 to make an appointment to get your haircut at Haircrafters. 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. Free throw line jumper is good by Trinity Law. She got the dribble drive right in front of the free throw line and then knocked down the shot. She has five. Makes it 25-22, Nebraska Kearney. This is Sydney Tenner on the wing. Right side, drives to the free throw circle, tries to back down to the paint, spinning, puts up the shot, out the glass, no good, left it flat. Rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney. 25-22, Kearney. Top the key, back is for a three. That one's going to be off the mark. But the offensive rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney's Sarah Schmidt, her putback missing. Rebound again, this time goes to Shiloh McCool, and she gets fouled as she tries to go up with a shot. And she'll be at the free throw line, shooting two free throws, picking up the foul for Emporia State. Was Elena Hartman. Substitutions for Emporia State. Victoria Price back in. Mary Lake's back in. Stevie Stinchcomb and Audrey Beatty set down for Emporia State. Free throw on the way and crowds in for Shiloh McCool. That gives her 7 points. Makes it a 26-22 4-point lead for Nebraska Kearney. 6:11 to go here in the second quarter. Second free throw by McCool is also good. 27-22, 5-point lead for Kearney, their biggest of this first half. Treasure Job with the basketball. Feeds it left side. Elena Hartman trying to back down against the defense. Takes it in the paint. Kicks it back out to Treasure Job. Treasure penetrates from the free throw line. Pulls up, shoots it in. Treasure Job, 15 points. Makes it a 27-24 Kearney lead. Kearney in the front court as Emporia State applies backcourt pressure. They skip it across the floor to Schmidt on the right side. Back out front, Trinity Law, left wing, three-point shot on the way, and good for Megan Burns. And it's a six-point lead now for Nebraska Kearney. 30-24, Elena Hartman trying to drive, takes it in the lane, spins down low, feeds it off to Mary Lakes. Try to get it back inside. We're going to get a three-second violation on Elena Hartman. That was not pretty basketball by Emporia State. Substitution for Emporia State. Faith Paramore checking in for Mary Lakes. That'll be turnover number six for the Lady Hornets. 30-24 Nebraska Kearney. 5:16 to play here in the second quarter. Here's a deflection. Kylie Shear almost comes up with it. There's a ball. Gets taken away from Kylie Shear. She was sitting on the floor. Almost looked like she was trying to cover it up, but just couldn't cover it up enough. Top of key, three-point shot on the way. That's an air ball put up by Trinity Law. Battle for the rebound under Banks. The basket goes out of bounds. It'll be Lady Hornet basketball out of the media timeout. 4:57 to play in the first half. 30-24, Nebraska Kearney with a lead. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials. 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial. And Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Water Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Don't feel bad if you're not a phone expert. That's what we're here for. At Next Tech Wireless, we'll help you in the transition to a new device step by step. Want to customize the screen? We've got you. Have questions about some of the functions? We're happy to help. You're not just another number to us. Come see us today and we'll get you into the best phone for your needs. We're friends. We're neighbors. We are Kansas. Next Tech Wireless.
Call the Top Guns, the masters of disaster, when creepy, crawly critters show up on the scene.
For over 50 years, McKenzie Pest Control has offered quality service to all of East Central Kansas. With a knowledgeable staff and hometown service, let McKenzie Pest Control make your home or business pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie Pest Control, professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
4:57 to play in the first half, 30-24, Nebraska Kearney with a lead. Emporia State will have the ball out of the timeout. Elena Hartman, Treasure Job, Kylie Shear, Faith Paramore, and Victoria Price on the floor for the Lady Hornets. Top the circle, three-point shot, missed it by Faith Paramore. Rebound to Victoria Price, out to Elena Hartman for a three, out the back iron, no good. Long rebound this time to Sarah Schmidt for Nebraska Kearney. They'll lob it up the floor. Layup at the other end is good by Trinity Law as they run the fast break that time. 7 points for Law, and it's a 8-point lead for Nebraska Kearney. Elena Hartman needs some help. Lobs it out to Treasure Job. Treasure's about the only one who's been able to make a shot. She has 15 points here in this first half. Victoria Price with the basketball. Feeds it right side to Elena Hartman. Skips it on the left side. Faith Paramore thought about pulling the trigger, just didn't do it. Now she's looking for somebody to pass it to. Gives it off to Hartman with 4 seconds on the shot clock. Out to Victoria Price as the shot clock's expiring. 3-point shot missing on the far rim. Rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney. In the front court of the basketball, Schmidt. Now they go on the wing. That's Holt who's in there. Now Shiloh McCool along the baseline. Steps through the defense, lays it up, scores the bucket, and draws the foul. Picking up the foul for Emporia State will be Faith Paramore. And Shiloh McCool with 10, looking for 11. Substitution for Emporia State, Audrey Beatty onto the floor, replacing Faith Paramore. What a basketball being brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Shiloh McCool's free throw is good. That gives her 11 points, tied with Alyssa Backus, who has 11 points for Nebraska Kearney, and it's an 11-point lead for Nebraska Kearney at 35-24. Game was close for a while, but Emporia State just has struggled to score. And so far here in the second quarter, they've been outscored 17-9. Here's a three-point shot off the mark for Kylie Shear. Working against a scrambling zone defense underneath the basket. That's Holt. There's a steal by Kylie Shear. Kylie to the basket. Layup at the other end is good for Kylie Shear. The sophomore out of Cheney gets the steal and the score, and that's what Emporia State's going to need to do to get back in this game. A 3:07 to play in the first half, trailing 35-26. Kearney gets it into front court, and we're going to get a foul on Kylie Shearer, a little hand check foul for Kylie. That's her first team foul, number three on Emporia State. What a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Free throw circle, Holt feeds it out top the key for a three. Shot on the way, off the mark, no good. Rebound to Emporia State. Missing the three was Trinity Law. Emporia State with the basketball up the floor. Treasure Joe has it out front. Drives it to the right side. Kicks it on the wing. Victoria Price for a three. That one's off the mark. Rebound goes to Treasure Joe. Or to Nebraska Kearney. Pushing the ball in front court. Schmidt to the basket. Lays it in. Nobody stopped her on the way to the basket. And Coach Toby Wynn says, I want a timeout. And this is about the defense that wasn't played and how Sarah Schmidt made it all the way to the basket without being contested. This will be a 30-second timeout. The Lady Hornets now trail it 37-26. Lady Hornets shooting 33%, 10 of 30 from the floor. Kearney's 13 of 25 for 52%. Emporia State's taken 10 more shots. They're just 3 of 9 beyond the arc. Kearney's 5 for 12. Emporia State being out-rebounded 19-15. And it seems like we're at the point of the season where when the offense starts to slide, everything seems to slide for Emporia State. Kearney led at the end of the first quarter 18-15, and it was kind of back and forth, and Emporia State made some early shots but just couldn't maintain it through all the first quarter, and they met outscored here in the second quarter, 19-11. 37-26 the score. Kearney with the lead. Emporia State with the basketball. Treasure, free throw line left extended. 15-footer off the mark, no good. Rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney. They'll bring it into front court. Backus out front. Gives it off to Law. Back to Backus. Tries to go down along the baseline to Holt. Holt being double-teamed. Now they feed it in the paint to basket. Shot up to Backus, and shot is good. Makes it 39-26, and they're making it look easy at times. This is Victoria Price to the basket. Throws up a shot, missed it. Rebound out of bounds to Emporia State. It'll remain Emporia State basketball. Whoa, no, 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 no. They say it was tipped by Victoria Price. So it's going to be Kearney basketball. Out front with the basketball. This is Burns. Left side. It goes to Schmidt. Feet in the lane. Goes to Holt. Spinning. Layup. Good. And Megan Holt gets her first basket of the ball game. And Emporia State just struggling on both ends of the floor right now. Elena Hartman gets it lane line. It gets it out to Audrey Beatty. Spinning. Throws up a shot, missed it. Rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney, and that was not a good shot attempt by Audrey Beatty. She got pushed away from the basket and just tried to force up a shot and just came up empty. We're going to get a reach-in foul on Emporia State. They're going to call it on Victoria Price. That'll be her First personal foul, fourth team foul on the Lady Hornets. Stevie Stinchcomb checks in for Emporia State. So does Mary Lake. Setting down will be Victoria Price along with Audrey Beatty. Down to 56 seconds to play in the half. Kearney to play it inbounds. They play it into Trinity Law. Her shot is missing, but she gets fouled on the shot attempt, and they're going to call the foul on Mary Lakes. And it'll be free throws coming for Trinity Law. Quarter basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Free throw is up and good for Trinity Law. That gives her 8 points in the ball game. She'll get a second free throw here. Makes it a 16-point lead. Promising start has disappeared for the Lady Hornets. Second free throw is good for Trinity Law. That gives her 9 points, and it's a 43-26 Kearney lead. So Lady Hornets haven't made a field goal for a while since the 3:14 mark. They get it down low to Mary Lakes. Backing down low against Backus. Drives her. Oh, my. Got the ball to where she wanted it, and then she just threw it up off the glass. And not even close. Rebound goes to Kearney. This is Trinity Law. Holds it high. Goes free throw circle to Backus. Backus shoots it over Mary Lakes. Shot no good. Rebound to Barry. Gets it off to Stevie Stinchcomb. Stevie lobs it in the corner. Kylie Shearer, Treasure Job on the left wing. Trying to work around a screen. Down to 10 seconds to go. Being chased by three Nebraska Kearney Loper. She tries to give it off to Elena Hartman. It goes out of bounds. Turnover Emporia State. That'll be the eighth turnover of the ball game for Emporia State. Down to 5 seconds to go. And a steal by Stevie Stinchcomb in the lane. Her floater up. Missed everything. It'll go out of bounds, and that'll be the end of the first half. A disappointing second quarter for the Emporia State Lady Hornets. They go to the locker room trailing 43-26 as they get outscored 25-11 in that second quarter. We'll be back with our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. You're listening to Water Basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Bunge North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and turning them into products used by the most trusted names in the food industry. Bunge has been building relationships with farmers and customers for over 200 years to produce quality oilseed to make value-added ingredients. They've worked to understand their needs and develop relationships built on service, quality, satisfaction, and trust. Bunge North America, helping feed the world since 1818.
There's nothing better than keeping a little bit of a loved one with you everywhere you go. Hi, this is Carrie from Carrie's Diamonds, and we can take your loved one's handwriting or even fingerprint and make a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that you will love for a lifetime. We offer in-house custom design and engraving, so let's get together and create that perfectly unique jewelry item or gift to celebrate the life of the person you love. Carrie's Diamonds, 1015 Industrial Road, across from the fairgrounds. Our difference is you.
It's time now for the Long Pine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongPineAuto.com.
The new year is here, and at Long Pine Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or 1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado 1500 trucks. Get 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or $1,000 cash allowance on a 2023 Equinox. And don't forget, we're looking for great used cars, too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today, or visit us online at LongPineAuto.com. Find new roads.
Today's best hits. Mix 104.9. KFFX Emporia.
43-26 is our score at halftime. Nebraska Kearney leading the Emporia State Lady Hornets. And after a back and forth first quarter, for the most part, with Nebraska Kearney leading by three at the end of the first 10 minutes of play, 18-15. The second quarter was not exactly what the Lady Hornets were hoping for. So they were hit the deep freeze once again offensively, and that led to being in the deep freeze defensively as well. as Nebraska Kearney was able to light it up in the second quarter of play, and they have the lead here at halftime, 43-26. Let's take a look at our halftime stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate, 620-342-6054. Looking at individual numbers first for Nebraska Kearney, they have two players in double figures. Elisa Backus with 13 points, 10 points for Shiloh McCool, 9 points for Trinity Law, 3 for Meg Burns, 2 points each for Sarah Schmidt, Claire Kirsch, Brooke Carlson, and Megan Holt. Emporia State offensively being led by Treasure Job with 15 points. She's 5 of 9 from the floor, 2 for 2 beyond the arc, 3 for 4 at the free throw line. She also has an assist. 5 points for Elena Hartman. Not much else. 2 points for Stevie Stinchcomb, Faith Paramore, and Kylie Shear. Audrey Beatty, Victoria Price, Sydney Tenner, Mary Lakes all played, did not score in that first half. Looking at the team numbers, Nebraska Kearney for the first half, 15 of 28 from the floor, 53%, 5 of 12 beyond the arc, 41%, 8 of 9 at the free throw line. That's almost 89%. In that second quarter, though, they were 9 of 15 from the floor, 2 of 5 beyond the arc, and 5 for 5 at the free throw line. Emporia State in the first half, just 10 of 35 from the floor for 28%, 3 of 9 from the three-point line for 33%, and 3 of 4 at the free throw line for 75%. In the second quarter, Emporia State just took one less shot than they did in the first quarter. They were 5 of 17 in the second quarter, but just 1 for 6 beyond the arc and did not get to the free throw line. In the first quarter, they were 3 for 4 from the free throw line and 2 for 3 from beyond the arc. So their efficiency, they just haven't shot the ball well. They've taken some not so pretty shots in this first half, and that's kind of allowed them to trail here at halftime. On the boards, Emporia State being out-rebounded 23-16. 7 rebounds for Sarah Schmidt, 6 rebounds for Claire Kirsch. Emporia State on the boards being led by Elena Hartman and Mary Lakes with 3 rebounds each. Emporia State would turn the ball over 5 times in the five times in the first half. Nebraska Kearney with 8 turnovers in the first half. Off the turnovers, Emporia State outscores Nebraska Kearney 7-5. In the paint, Emporia State gets outscored 20-12. Second chance points, Emporia State gets outscored 4-1. Fast break opportunities, Nebraska Kearney outscores Emporia State 5-3. And Kearney off the bench is outscored Emporia State 7-6. There were 4 lead changes and 2 ties, all that coming in the first quarter. Emporia State led for only 3 minutes and 41 seconds of the first quarter. The rest of the time, 14 minutes, 17 seconds, belonged to Nebraska Kearney. Their biggest lead's been by 17 points, which it is right now. Emporia State's biggest lead was by 4 points with 7:26 to play in the first quarter. And here at halftime, Emporia State trails it 43-26. Our halftime stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate at 620-342-6054. We'll be back with more on the Longmont Auto Plaza Halftime Show right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.